We'll now go into our public comment session. Good morning, everybody. I'm Rob Bizzle, Chairman of the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission, and would like to welcome you to our public comment session, where you have a unique opportunity to, on the record, give comment or ask questions in regards to the Marine Fisheries Commission's management of the state's public trust estuarine and marine resources. I ask you to limit your comments and questions to 3 minutes. I will remind you when you have approximately 30 seconds left. Please direct any comments and questions to me, and I will refer them to the appropriate commissioner or staff member if needed. If you addressed a commission last night, you will not be allowed to do so at this time. Remember, this is a time to share a concern or gather information, not to be confrontational. I will not allow our conducting of business for the state to be disrupted by outbursts or applause from the audience. If you do so, you will be escorted from the meeting and not allowed to return during the quarterly meeting. Consider this your one and only warning about this type of behavior. I read this statement last night, and since we have about the same amount of crowd, new people, and probably new people listening in, I'm going to read this also this morning. While I admire everyone's passion and concern for the topics that we are meeting on this week, changes in approaches would be beneficial to all concerned. Everyone on the commission are volunteers, receiving no pay for their efforts. While written comments and comments at our public session are most welcome, direct phone calls to the commissioners are not the best way to voice your point of view. Amendment 2 of the Southern Flounder FMP has been in process for over a year, with many meetings and opportunities for the public to comment. It appears that many of our constituents did not realize that changes were happening now, which precipitated these numerous last-minute phone calls. I suggest that if you are truly concerned about the processes involved in regulating our fisheries for a viable state, you go to the Division of Marine Fisheries website and sign up for notifications of meetings and their contents. Do not rely on internet forums, websites, and chat rooms to get your information, as they are often incorrect in what they present as the facts. As I mentioned, we are volunteers with jobs and families to focus on daily. The amount of phone calls we received on this issue are to the extent we cannot respond to them properly, as time just does not permit it. My wife counted 57 calls I received. Most of them I let go to voicemail. She did not know about the rest of them I received when she was not around. When someone calls at 8:30 on Saturday night, it is highly likely their message will not be received well. Please be part of the process. Sign up for an AC, go to a meeting and express your opinion, or send your opinion in writing. However, due to staff responsibilities and the limited time to accomplish them, all written opinions must be into the division office at least 10 days before the meeting to ensure they get into the briefing books. Otherwise, it cannot be guaranteed that they will make it into books, but they will be forwarded to the commissioners via email. Direct phone calls, especially those bordering on belligerent, are not the way to be productive with the process and adequately get your point of view across. Thanks for your understanding. Okay, so I'll call out a name and the one who's going to be right behind them so we can maybe get on through this as quickly as possible. First up is Captain Charlie Schoonmaker, followed by Fred Harris. And if you do represent any organization, please state that.
Good morning, gentlemen, participants in the back. Thank you for your time and your effort in our fisheries. I think it's fair to say that over the past 20 years, science has proved that we are in a decline and that we do need some help. And that's a spot that you fellas have to work with, and that's a spot I wouldn't give a leopard. So with that said, thank you for your efforts there. Science can help us a lot, and it can also get in our way. We have to remember that these are fish. They're not trees. We can't go out and count them accurately like we can trees. And they do move. And they do live in an environment that we can't see. So, using the best science that we have available today, I hope that you fellows will look at where we have been, where we are going, and then make plans for the future. With that said, I had a sign yesterday, a rather unique happening. Happened in a restroom at a restaurant. Right there over the urinal was this sign. I even went out and got my cell phone so I could take a picture of it. And it read, "How can a man who can hit a deer at 250 yards keep missing the toilet?" That's sort of the way I look at some of the previous meetings here. We've had great science that have shown us that we're having an issue, and we still miss the toilet. So I'm just going to encourage all of you, all of the people behind me, the scientists, the lay people, the fishermen, to step a little closer to the urinal. Don't miss, and let's help the fish stocks regrow in our state. If we can grow the stocks, we wouldn't be having these tumultuous meetings. Everybody would be happy. But I think it's fair to say right now with the fish stocks in certain species that there is a problem. And then we get to the problem of inequability, I guess you would say. Is it good for the goose and not good for the gander? Speaking of flounder, we're looking at it to shut it down for about a year for the recreational commercials. There are some issues with that. But there's also the issue that they'll reopen for a certain segment of people, and therein lies the inequality. Let's be fair across the board to everybody. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. That's the American way.
30 seconds.
So, gentlemen, I wish you well. Thank you very much for being a participant in this at a very tumultuous time here in the state of North Carolina. Please know we will be in touch again, and thank you for your efforts.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Fred Harris, followed by Manly Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Fred Harris. I am a fisheries biologist. I am also a fellow and past president of the American Fisheries Society, which is the world's oldest and largest organization of fishery scientists. First, I will commend the commission and the division on the development and inaction of bycatch reduction devices to limit the mortality of untargeted fishes in a fish trawling or shrimp trawling operation. Unfortunately, there does not appear to be a population effect as the result of using those devices. The effect is at the tow level, and undoubtedly at the tow level there is a reduction in mortality by those fish that escape. But by the nature of the trawl fishery, there are multiple tows during a season over a generalized area. And I think many of the benefits in increased survival of escaped fish, they are eliminated over the course of a season by multiple tows and being subject to additional recapture. I think the shrimp trawl petition that you have before you and the management elements of that petition address this. I think the management options within the petition in conjunction with bycatch reduction devices will have a population effect and will lead to the restoration of those fishes that are subject to bycatch in the trawl. By enacting the petition, by going forward with the petition, I believe we will see a population effect. We will see a reduction in bycatch mortality. There will be an increase in survival with a resultant increase in the populations of those affected fishes, that there will be increased resilience within those fish populations and at the community level. And ultimately, this will provide substantial benefits to the commercial fisheries, the recreational fisheries, and the economies which those fisheries support. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.